Ken.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, Ken. You left your notebook in class. I thought you might need it.
Oh, thanks. Guess I forgot. Well, hey, man. I'll see ya.
Do you mind if I tag along?
Why not? Free country, at least so far.
Aren't you going to ask me how I knew your name?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I don't care.
Well, I'll tell you. I looked in your book.
You should be a detective.
Your name wasn't the only thing I saw, either. I saw all sorts of strange phrases like millions of dead cops and Lucifer's army and dead Kennedys, things like that. What does it mean, Ken?
It means you're pretty nosy.
No, really?
Okay, it's like names of punk bands and groups that I listen to.
You listen to punk music?
Religiously, all the time.
But, Ken, what about the afterlife?
Oh, I get it. You're one of those. Well, at least it's not as bad as I thought you were.
Hey, Ken, this is serious. For Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John paragraph 3, verse 3.
On the other hand, maybe it is as bad as I thought.
For the wages of sin are death, Romans paragraph 6, verses 23a. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written within the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations paragraph 20, verses 14 through 15.
Okay, enough. I really have to be going.
Look, you're afraid, aren't you? You're afraid of the truth. You're scared of your future. If you weren't, you wouldn't be running away.
I'm not scared of anything except for losing my temper. I don't have time to argue, but thanks for getting my book. I'll see you, man.
Here, take this book also. Take it and read it. Unless you're scared.
Gee, just what I needed. More homework. Dare I ask what it is?
It's the Holy Bible, the one and only true word of God.
Wait a minute. That can't be right. The outside is all different from the one I have. Can you open it up to the first page so I can compare it to mine?
You mean you already have a Bible?
Oh, you said Bible. I thought you said it was the one and only true word of Bob, the Holy Bible.
Bobble? What's that?
You don't know what the Bible is? You mean you didn't know that Bob Dobbs died for your sins? Yea, and he that knoweth not the great fisher of wallets shall pulleth the wool over his own eyes. For all who liveth not the word of Bob shall liveth in a life not worth living. Godspell, according to Hypercletus, paragraph 6, verses 6 through 6. Here, take this book and read it. It will explain all about the Church of Subgenius.
The Church of the Subgenius? Wait a minute, I don't know about this.
What's the matter? Are you scared?
No, it's not that. Well, I mean, it's just that I have a lot of homework, and I'm not sure. Well, I'm sure you do, too. So, hey, why don't we just both keep our own books, okay?
Sounds fair enough.
Oh, but here's a tape of Elvis singing Jesus Christ's greatest hits. Here, let me stick it in your Walkman.
Walking by the side while I was drifting, and I was wondering, and Jesus found me.
That's very inspiring. In fact, maybe I'll even play it on my radio show. But I couldn't bear to take that without giving you a little something in return. I know. How about this?
Oh, it is a good. 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 Oh, it is a good.